Good morning, saints. What can I say to believers in Christ? This is the year 2021. When we look back to the year 2020, so many things happened. Pandemic. That is a word that is on every person's mind. We've seen saints experience death of loved ones. Just to let you know, that when you experience the death of loved ones, always remember, you're still alive. You're still alive. We've seen saints who've been, or at least contracted the virus. And when we think of those persons, we remind ourselves that we did not get it. Throughout the year of 2020, many have said there's never been a year like that in our time. Even in government, there's been a lot of problems. So, why? We experiencing all these dilemmas. Please turn with me to Genesis chapter 22. Genesis chapter 22. Verse 1. Genesis 22, verse 1. Now, it came to pass after these things. Now, it came to pass after these things, God tested Abram and said to him, Abram, and he said, here I am. Romans chapter 8, and verse 28. Romans chapter 8, and verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called, or to called according to his purpose. Saints, after these things, God is still going to try us. We ask the question, is this what God wants me to go through? Is this what God wants me to go through? Is this what God is asking of me? Our hearts cry out, Lord, why? Why should this happen to me? You know, there are things that happen that we cannot understand. There is no reason. God does not give us the reason for our tests or trials. fact, if we understood, it's not God speaking to us. God doesn't tell us the reason for his action. He calls us into a life of faith. When we trusted the Lord, we trusted him by faith. And so, our life as a Christian should be governed by faith. I think what you think about is that God sent his only Son to provide for us salvation. If he saves us, he's obligated to keep us. No matter what our situation is in life, God has promised that he will be with us. I read in Genesis, I am with you. I will be with you. And he told us, I will never, never leave you or forsake you. But God has called us into obedience. And saints, this is one thing that is lacking among Christians: obedience to God's will. We're living in a time when things have changed. We call it the technological age. And we find that it is easier for us to spend an enormous amount of time on the television, but very little time in the Word of God. God has saved us, and he has called us to obedience, to faith, to trust him. Now the question this morning is, can God trust you in test or trial? Can he trust you to trust him, to exercise your faith in him, knowing that he promised to be with you? God deals with his people. He deals with us in love, but he also deals with us in trials, in testing. And the good thing about it is, for the most cases, God himself tests the believer. You notice that Job was tested by Satan. God allowed Satan to test or tempt Job. Lot, he was tempted or tested by the Sodomites. But most of us, at all times, are tested by God himself. Now, the title of this message is After These Things. After These Things. Abram was called by God to leave his home. Test number one. In Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1, the Lord told Abram, Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get thee out of your country and from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. God calls this Christian for separation. He's called us to leave that which we love and favor, and he wants us to come out of these things that are familiar to us. He wants us to surrender those things that we find pleasurable. God called Abram to leave his country, his family, and to go to a place that he will tell him. By faith, Abram obeyed. So the question to us is, as we face these tests, do I trust God with my future? Do I trust God with my future? Test number two. And I want you to know that God will never give you a test that you cannot bear. In 1 Corinthians, it says, there is no temptation taken us, but what is common to man. But God is faithful, that he will see us through. Now, I know that many times when God is testing us, we ask God to take us out of it, to stop it. But saints, one of the greatest experiences is for you to go through your trial and or your test to the end, because God has promised to be with you. And so Abram trusted God in obedience. Test number two, after these things, God had taken him from Ur of the Chaldeans and taken him to Canaan. No sooner he got to Canaan, there was a famine. The question is, Lord, you've taken me all the way from my hometown and brought me into this land. Why would there be a famine? Again, Abram is called upon to trust God. Test number two. What did Abram do? He goes down to Egypt to find bread. I want you to know that Abram is called the father of the faithful. So we find that in life's struggle and tests, we're going to fail. But God is with us, and he asks us to trust him, even in these 2021 years. So the question is, do I trust God to supply my needs, or am I going to do it myself? The question is, after these things, what? Test number three. Abram's life is threatened. Abram's attempt to help God scheming to keep God's promise alive. He goes down to Egypt, and his wife, a beautiful woman, and Abram lies that she's his sister in order to save his skin. Question is, when we're tested, do I trust God for my protection? Test number four. Abram and Lot, their servants are in quarrel. And so Abram told Lot, let there be no strife between us. You choose Sodom or Canaan. We all know that Lot chose Sodom, the green fields of Sodom. Again, this test requires separation from those that are precious to us. Question is, do I trust God to live peaceable with others? Test number five. God told Abram that he was going to provide a son who would carry on the blessings of the promise. Abram is waiting, and he's waiting, and there's no child. So in chapter 15 of Genesis, Abram comes and he says, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, do not be afraid. I am your shield and exceeding great reward. But Abram said, Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless? And the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. The Lord told Abram he's going to have a son. One of the tests that comes to us is the test of waiting on God. Test number six. The Lord is going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abram was able to ask God to save even if there are 50 righteous. And he pleads with God, saying that God is the judge of the earth and he will do right. Do we pray for salvation of others? Test number seven. Ishmael is born from Sarai's servant, Hagar. And the time came when Abram had to depart or give up Ishmael, the son whom he loves. He must now relinquish the hope for Ishmael as a promised son. Do I accept God's will, not mine? So here we see that Abram is tested time and time again. And every time that he's tested, for the most part, Abram trusted God and was victorious. But then come tests of tests. Now, it is said that there are about 10 to 12 tests that Abram experienced. I just chose those that I mentioned. But now we come to the test of tests. After these things, God tested Abram. My brothers and sisters, as I said, last year was a great test. We believe that if God spare our life this 2021, there's going to be another test. So the question is, can I trust God? Can I trust God? You see, all the tests that Abram went through were greater and greater, and now comes the greatest of these tests. God could not have tested Abram in the earlier part of his life with this test that he's now going to experience, because God expects us to grow in grace so that those tests that are greater can be borne by us. Here we find all things work together for good. Now, no test by themselves is good. But when you put them together, we have Abram being stronger and more faithful to the Lord. And so in test number 8, Abram is now required to take his son, the son of promise, and offer him as a sacrifice. Now the question is, if God promised that in Isaac all of the promises of God is going to be effected, why would God test Abram to offer up his son? God tests us to see whether or not we fear God. In chapter 22 and verse 12, we're told that he said, and he said, do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God. Saints, in the test of life, God wants to test us to see if we fear him. Another reason for this test is that God wants to see if Abram loves God more than Isaac. Remember, Isaac is the son of promise. He waited many years for this son. And Isaac became the pride of both Abram and Sarah. Why would God ask him to give back the son he had gotten? Well, I want to point out something. Abram remembered that when Sarai was old, and so was Abram, God did a miracle. God gave him a son in the old age. So if God can be the one who can do miracles by giving him a son in his age of maturity, then God can also give Isaac back to him. So we are told that Abram took Isaac and two young men to go to the place that God would show him to offer him there as a sacrifice. Now, if you notice this, and this is very important, Abram told the two lads, you stay here while Isaac and myself will go and worship and come again. We understand that Abram and Isaac must be alone when it comes to worshiping the Lord. The two men cannot be a part of this sacrificial offering. Now, if you remember, Jesus on the cross had two thieves with him. But only God and Jesus could be at the point of the suffering of the Lord Jesus for us. And so even though there were two thieves, God made it so that there was darkness on the land. These two thieves could not see what was going on between God the Father and God the Son. Now, another thing is this. When Isaac was laid on the altar and Abram lifted his hand to slay him, The Lord told him, do not lay your hand on the child. And there was a ram caught in the thicket. Now notice, Isaac asked Abram, where is the lamb? Abram caught a ram. Because the true meaning of the sacrifice of Isaac, which is just a symbol of Christ, being that lamb that is offered on Mount Calvary. The ram was caught because there can be only one lamb sacrificed, as in Mount Calvary. So Abram and Isaac must be alone, as God the Father and God the Son must be alone. In similar fashion, the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lamb, one offering, and that was on Mount Calvary. So God tested Abram's love, his obedience. God tested whether or not Abram would obey. Saints, we today have taken a rather different approach to our salvation. God has saved us and bought us by the blood of his Son, the Lord Jesus. Salvation is very precious. And God did not just save us so that we can live as we choose. We have been saved to live for God. And these tests that God has given us is to make us stronger in our faith, and in our trust, and in our obedience to God. I'm thinking that oftentimes we think that a test is something that is burdensome or difficult. But let me remind you that God tests us with blessings. Do you know, when we are blessed by God with our income, God tests us to see whether or not we're going to give back to him as he asked. We are tested not just in difficulties, but also in blessing. I remember one gentleman told the Lord, he said, Lord, if you would get me out of this hospital by healing me, I promise. And God healed him. But he forgot. We're sitting here today, God has blessed us with not having the virus. And many of us decide that we cannot trust God to protect us. And even in coming to the house of God, we have an excuse that we're afraid of the virus. Now, the virus started in March of 2020. This is January of 2021. If I count correctly, that's about 10 months. But there are saints who says, I can't go to church because I may get the virus. Do you trust God to protect you? Do you trust God? God could have taken you home by the virus, but he spared your life. So we think that test is only something that's difficult, something that's hard. But test comes in blessings. Blessings. Now, I read the verse from Romans. We know that all things work together for good to those who love God. Test after test makes us complete. As I said before, one test may not be good for you. But when you put all the tests together, the doctor takes different particles to make a pill. And he mixes them together to give you the result tablet. It is possible that if he gave you one of those substances, it would not be good for you. So God gives us trials and testing along the way to test our love for him. To test our love for him. This year, 2021, I know we are all going to be tested again. So the question is, having gone through 2020 and all that happened, God has spared our lives, see, this year. Are we going to be strong in faith? Are we going to trust God? You know, many of us expect that the Christian life will be one of joy and happiness. But too much joy is intoxicated. Too much misery is despair. But when you put joy and misery and defeat and victory together, what we have is God's people are being perfected. And I look around the audience and I see saints who have been through difficulties. And sometimes we live in these difficulties for a long time. And sometimes we even blame God. Why you did this to me? Friends, as long as we are born of God, through much tribulation, we must enter the kingdom of God. God can take away from you that which you think is so precious. But there's a reason why God takes things away from us. So that we can show, he can find out whether or not our love for those things, persons, are more than our love for God. I've heard saints says that it's going to take a long time for me to get through my problem. The Lord knows what he's doing. He's not slack in what he does to us. We have to stand up, and the Bible said, Abram staggered not, but stood firm. We have to trust God that whatever comes our way, that God has promised to be with us. We can stand firm in our faith to him. Don't worry about what God did, because, and I said it to someone, is that if God were to tell you what's going to happen tomorrow, you'll be most miserable, wouldn't you? You would live today worrying about tomorrow. But our faith is in God. And come what may, God has our best. There is a song, God is still on the throne, and he will remember his own. Though trials may press us and burdens distress us, he never will leave us alone. God is still on the throne. He never forsaketh his own. His promise is true. He will not forget you. God is still on the throne. Burdened soul, is your heart growing weary with toil and the heat of the day? Does it seem that your path is more thorny as you journey along life's way? Go away in secret before him. Tell your grief to the Savior alone. He will lighten your care, for he still answers prayer. God is still on the throne. My encouragement to us today, saints, is that God will test us. And he's testing us to see how much we love him. May we, this year, live a life of trust, obedience, and faith in God, knowing that he cares for us. For his name's sake.